This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 19th, 2024. Partners Integrated and Prepared is the theme for the Rim of the Pacific, RIMPAC 2024, the world's largest international military maritime exercise, which began June 27th, and it will conclude and come to a close on August 1st. Conducted from Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam, Oahu, Hawaii, the exercise encompasses many islands in the Hawaiian chain. The event included 29 nations, 40 surface ships, 3 submarines, 14 national land forces, and over 150 aircraft and more than 25,000 personnel, including amateur radio operators working with healthcare facilities. The amateur radio portion of the exercise has been completed. ARRL Assistant Section Manager and State Government Liaison Michael Miller, KH6ML, said 36 amateur radio operators from Hawaii volunteered to demonstrate the value of amateur radio in emergency preparedness and response. It turned out very good, said Miller. Some of the hospitals, staff, and administrators involved had their first experience with amateur radio. The operators were able to blend their skills using public service radios, satellite phones, as well as amateur radio. Miller pointed out that hospitals on the smaller islands don't usually have a full-time communications officer, so working with amateur radio gives them experience for future emergencies. The amateurs worked with HealthCom Hawaii, which provides amateur radio communications to healthcare associations in Hawaii during emergencies and disasters. HealthCom Hawaii really needs 100 more operators for backup and to build skill sets through monthly exercises, Miller added. Vice Admiral John Wade, Commander U.S. 3rd Fleet and RIMPAC 2024 Combined Task Force Commander, said the Rim of the Pacific exercise has grown over the years to be the world's largest and premier combined maritime training opportunity. The exercise purpose is to build relationships, to enhance interoperability and proficiency, and ultimately contribute to the peace and stability in the vitally important Indo-Pacific region. Many of the volunteers participating in RIMPAC 2024 are also members of other vital emergency communications groups, such as Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, RACES, and Community Emergency Response Team, known as CERT. HamCon Zion 2024, hosting the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention, the Young Ladies Radio League 85th Convention, and the RV Radio Network's 2024 Western Rally, was all a success. The inaugural event held in St. George, Utah, was well attended, and many reported the facility and events were first rate. ARRL National Educator Gordon West, WE6NOA, was in the ARRL booth greeting visitors and giving presentations. ARRL Treasurer John Sager, WJ7S, hosted the ARRL forum at that event. The vibe was definitely positive, and I think ARRL was very well represented. Gordo was a rock star. He also had a crowd around him everywhere he went, said Sager. The HamCon Zion 2024 Facebook page has several video updates from Ryan Sigmiller, W7RGS, shot during the event. And that event was sponsored by the Dixie Amateur Radio Club in St. George, an affiliated ARRL club. And it was the group's first large convention, but plans are already in the works for the next one. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology continues to bring educators from around the country to ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, to learn how to engage students with amateur radio and radio technology. The program helps tie wireless technology into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM education. This past week, TI-1, or the initial course of 3, was held, and we're hearing from teachers in their own words about that experience. Jackie Blummer, KC9LEH, is the Earth Space Science teacher at Greenville Junior High School in Illinois. She's very active in aerospace and STEM teaching development. She wrote about her experiences this way. "Here's what I'm up to," she said. "Creating circuit boards with breadboards, becoming more proficient with soldering, working on getting my general class license. I'm excited to bring this hands-on knowledge and experience back to my students Integrating these skills into my curriculum will provide them with a deeper understanding of electronics and inspire them to pursue their own STEM passions. And you can read more about the teachers in an album on the ARRL Facebook page. And you know, hams know how hard it is to get to Alaska on certain bands. So too has it been challenging to get a teacher from Alaska to attend one of the Teachers Institute cohorts. It is a tradition for each educator to put a pin in the map for where they're from, and this week, a pin went into Alaska for the first time. Dana Seifrest teaches at Grinning Middle School in Eagle River, Alaska. The Dave Calder Memorial Youth DX Adventure, YDXA, will participate in a special event as K3Y on Saturday, July 7th, 2024. The K3LR Contest Group will serve as the host station for that event, and YDXA amateur radio operators will participate in the Radio Society of Great Britain, RSGP Islands on the Air Contest, as a team of youth operators. This is the second time a YDXI event is being hosted in the United States. K3LR in Western Pennsylvania is one of the largest stations in the world, and this adventure has some special meaning for Dave Calder kids and their parents. The youth team of Ian Alkema, KI8NA, and Lily Corrin, W8LIL, will be joined by alumni youth mentors Katie Campbell, KE8LQR, and Grace Pepe, K8LG, as K3Y operators. The trip is sponsored by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, K3LR Contest Superstation, and DX Engineering. More information will be available soon at youthdxx.org. The GQRP Club, a low-powered amateur radio club in the United Kingdom, will celebrate its 50-year anniversary in September of 2024. Founded in 1974 by the Reverend George Dobbs, G3RJV, who is now a silent key, the all-volunteer nonprofit club has nearly 4,000 paid members and has produced 200 editions of its quarterly journal, Small-Powered Radio Amateur Transmissions, known as SPRAT. Reverend Dobbs, who passed away in 2019, was the editor of SPRAT and the author of QRP Basics. He was a frequent Hamvention attendee and in 2015 received the Hamvention Technical Excellence Award. The anniversary will be marked at the club's annual convention held in conjunction with the Telford Hamfest on the weekend of August 31st through September 1st. For more information about the GQRP Club, visit their website. A reminder that ARRL Foundation Club Grant Program is in full swing and the deadline for applications is approaching. Clubs have until 4 p.m. Eastern Time on July 26, 2024 to submit their applications. The Club Grant Program allows clubs to apply for up to $25,000 to use in transformational projects that involve amateur radio in their communities. Clubs across the country have been using this program to fund educational programs, outreach, and recruiting programs. A new round of funding is available to support more club projects. Details and directions can be found on the ARRL website at www.arrl.org/club-grant-program. And applications are open to all amateur radio clubs. ARRL affiliation is not required. So don't miss out on a great opportunity. July 26th is approaching, and now is the time to apply. A silent key to report to you this week, Randall Cranston, WB0JJX, former Delaware section manager, is a silent key. He passed away on June 7, 2024. Cranston was the section manager of the ARRL Delaware section from December of 1992 until 2005. According to his obituary, Cranston was originally licensed in the 1970s. He was 66 years old. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. It is once again time to vote for those that will guide AMSAT for the next 2 years. Up for re-election are Mark Hammond, N8MH, Bruce Page, KK5DO, Paul Stetzer, N8HM, and alternate Frank Karnauskas, N1UW. Douglas Tabor, N6UA, is running for the first time. Three will be seated as board members, two will become alternates in the event one of the board members cannot continue their duties on the board. If you are a member, you will have received a link by email to vote. We hope that those that are members do cast their vote, and those that are not might consider becoming members. The voting period will end September 15th. Good luck to all those running, and thank you for the time you spend guiding the organization. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. The VHF contesting season is in full swing. Summer weather brings with it enhanced propagation. With good conditions, stationed hundreds of miles away can be worked via tropospheric ducting, e-skip, and perhaps even meteor scatter. If you have an HF rig that includes 6 meters or VHF-UHF capability, you've got just the tools you need to take advantage of these enhancements. U.S. amateurs of all license classes may participate in these events, so they are a great way for technician class hams to compete in contest. And you can visit the contest calendar at ARRL.org for updated information. And if you need an antenna for the VHF contest season, ARRL has a space and budget-conscious solution with 2 antennas in one. The ARRL dual-band MonoBeam 610 antenna features a 10-meter Moxon 28 MHz and a 6-meter Yagi 50 MHz. The antenna retails for $299.95 and is available in the ARRL store. It is designed to get techs active on 6 and 10 meters, while solar cycle 25 is still near its peak. This week in radio sport, July 19th, the weekly RIDI test, that's digital. July 20th and 21st, it's the LABRE-DX contest, CW and phone. And on July 20th through the 28th, it's the Maidenhead Mayhem contest, CW phone and digital. On July 20th through the 21st, the North American QSO party, that's RIDI. And on July 20th through the 21st, it's the CQ Worldwide VHF Contest, CW phone and digital. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. July 20th, it's the SEARC Tailgate Hamfest, sponsoring the ARRL South Dakota State Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. July 27th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention in Sutton, West Virginia. The Kootenai Amateur Radio Society sponsoring the ARRL Idaho State Convention. That's in Post Falls, Idaho. On August 3rd, it's the Elkhart East Hamfest sponsoring the ARRL Central Division Convention. That's in Elkhart, Indiana. And on August 4th, it's the SVARC Berryville Hamfest sponsoring the ARRL Virginia State Convention in Berryville, Virginia. And finally this week, thanks to the Santa Cruz County Amateur Radio Club in Santa Cruz, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.